You're listening to Remember Burbank, a podcast featuring stories from the history of Burbank, California, produced by the Burbank Public Library. Check out our digital collection of historical Burbank photos at burbankinfocus.org. Before we get to today's story, some announcements. Did you know the library has a digital collection of historic Burbank images? You can find the collection at burbankinfocus.org. Many of the photos were contributed by members of the Burbank community, and you can contribute too. If you have photos of Burbank, people, places, or events, let us know. Go to burbankinfocus.org and click on Contact Us. And speaking of contributions, your library means a lot to you, and your library story means the world to us. Please share your memories and stories of the library's importance to you, your family, and your community. Your story can take any number of forms: funny anecdotes, treasured memories, or thoughtful reflections. We're ultimately interested in creating a multimedia display of stories, so we welcome photo and video submissions as well as written stories. To contribute your library story, you can do so via the library's website at burbanklibrary.org/share-your-library-story. And now for today's story. If you go up to the second floor of the Burbank Central Library, you will see the walls of the hallway leading to the administration office are lined with photos of past Burbank entries in the Pasadena Tournament of Roses parade. The city of Burbank has entered afloat in over 85 parades since 1914. Looking at the wall that is still covered in wood paneling, you will notice that only one of the photos on this particular wall is in black and white. The photo is of a float covered in an abundance of flowers as it parades down the streets of Pasadena. On the float are three senior girls from John Burroughs High School in formal wear in a ballroom scene complete with floral chandeliers. At the front of the float is an empty rocking chair. Reading the plaque on the frame, you will learn that the float was the city's entry in the 1964 Tournament of Roses parade, that it won first place in its class, and that the title of the float was "The President Goes to the Prom." There is a story behind the inspiration for the float, and that is an event that took place 7 months prior, on Friday, June 7, 1963. The year before that event, the students at John Burroughs High School began preparations for their annual prom. They decided on a date and booked the grand ballroom at the Beverly Hilton for the occasion. Like all high school proms, it was supposed to be a memorable time, a rite of passage that teenagers look forward to. But this particular prom was to be even more memorable than just about any other high school prom in history. Tickets for the prom had been sold when the students received bad news. It turns out that the Democrats decided to have a fundraiser on the very same night at the very same hotel, and the guest of honor at the fundraiser was to be then-President John F. Kennedy. As the number of attendees for the fundraiser grew, even at the $1,000 a couple price tag, much larger than the $18 a couple tickets to the high school dance, it meant the president and his guests would require the largest space in the hotel, which happened to be the grand ballroom that the students had reserved months prior. About a month before the prom, the hotel informed the students they would need to move their event to make room for the president. Upset, some of the students wanted to sue or picket or call the president, but in the end, cooler heads prevailed, and the students agreed to move their prom to a different hotel on a different night. One of the students, Jill Roberts, told her uncle about this situation. Her uncle, Delmore Watson, happened to be a newspaper photographer, and he told Hank Osborne, who was the editor of the Los Angeles Times. The LA Times ran a story: "Hard Lesson in Civics, High School Prom Bumped from Ballroom by Dinner for Kennedy." And at a press conference, LA Times' Washington correspondent Robert Thompson asked the president about the situation. President Kennedy said he hadn't heard of the conflict and so refrained from commenting at the time. The story became a nationally popular human interest piece, and journalists from all over flocked to Burroughs to interview students. But by May 23rd, the president had come up with a solution to the dilemma. Rather than upset the future voters, the president decided the fundraiser would move either date or location, allowing the students to have the grand ballroom as originally planned. He had his special assistant contact Eugene Wyman, the chairman of the State Democratic Central Committee and organizer of the fundraiser, to rectify the situation. Wyman had the hotel move the fundraiser to two smaller rooms upstairs, which was where the fundraiser was to originally have taken place until the guest list grew. So thrilled were the students to have their prom back that in gratitude they sent an invitation to the prom to the president, because he was going to be at the same hotel on the same night anyway. They also chipped in to purchase a silver tray, which they had engraved, "To a Real American President," which they would give to him if he actually did show up. And if you haven't guessed already by the title of the float and the title of this episode, the president did go to the prom. Not for the whole event, mind you. He did, after all, have a fundraiser to attend at the same time. He brought along comedian Jack Benny and quipped how the ballroom the students were in was much better than the smaller rooms the fundraiser was in. He even drew a loud cheer when he said that were he not president, he would like to be a senior at, quote, this high school. One can assume that by this high school, he meant John Burroughs. So June 7th, 1963 was truly a night to remember for the seniors of John Burroughs High School. So memorable, in fact, that it inspired the design of the city's Tournament of Roses parade float for the following January. But if you remember history, you will realize that President Kennedy never saw the float his appearance inspired. That's because just 5 months after the prom, on November 22nd, 1963, he was assassinated in Dallas, Texas.
Remarks of the President at the senior prom of the John Burroughs High School of Burbank, California. From the Grand Ballroom of the Beverly Hilton Hotel in Beverly Hills, California, June 7, 1963.
Gentlemen, I want to see the graduates.
Would you get down, the President?
Get down,
boys.
The President wants to get to see you.
Get down, down, boys.
Down, down,
down,
down, down,
down,
down.
Actually, this is a better room than the room we have upstairs. I brought my brother Teddy here tonight. Just to sort of help things along. Younger than I am. But I want to say that next to being president, in fact, rather than being president, I'd prefer to be a senior in this high school. And if Mr. Benny and I are not too old, we may apply. We want to thank you very much for letting us have the small room upstairs. And to tell you that we wish you the best of success. All that this country is, all that it hopes to be, is right in this room tonight. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And now for the news from Burbank. Today's news comes from the Friday, June 21st, 1895 edition of the Valley News. Friday. The Providencia School will be closed for the term with appropriate exercises, but no graduating class, and we understand that no one has ever graduated from the grammar grade. Grandma Curtis was 73 years old Tuesday. William Ludlow visited the city Tuesday. H.B. Fox is shipping blackberries. It is hot. And that's the news from Burbank on Friday, June 21st, 1895. Remember Bank is researched, written, edited, and hosted by Janae Kambestad, local history librarian at the Burbank Public Library. Special thanks to Cesar Garcia for research help with today's story. Funding for the podcast came from the Friends of the Burbank Public Library, a nonprofit group dedicated to promoting books and the library to the Burbank community. The proceeds from their fundraising efforts help fund library programming and purchase special equipment for the library. You can find show notes for this episode, learn more about the show, and view historical photos of Burbank at burbankinfocus.org. Thank you for listening.